Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Coming up this weekend, there is a big event. It's happening in Mill Valley. And we're going to talk to Paul Webb, who is the guy behind this. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey. Hi, Sarah. I'm doing great.
Nice to talk to you. So you are an ultra cyclist.
Yeah, I think it's a definition of crazy.
Okay, so that's all I need to know then.
What is the distance that you ride that would make you an ultra,
ultra
as opposed to a regular cyclist?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, the calm end of ultra cycling are double centuries, so 200 miles. So there are lots of folks that do that. We're kind of more on the further end of the spectrum, which is 24 hours and longer. I've done Race Across America, which was 3,200 as part of a four-person team, and Race Across the West, which was 925 as a two-person team. So, you know, super crazy.
All right. It sounds like you have some experience with craziness. So you are doing this Saturday an Everest climb in Mill Valley. You're taking a hill here, and you're going to just continually do it until you get to the 29,000 feet of elevation. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. 100 laps.
You think 100 laps will do it?
Yep. That's what the computer says anyway.
And what's the mileage on one round trip?
It's about 2.5 miles round one lap. So it's like 240-something miles total.
The route you're talking about, Vinny, so there's Mill Valley is a valley, and there's a hill that goes up, and you go over that. It's like the shortcut to get to Corte Madera, so to get to the mall. So you go up this hill, and there's always bikers on it, and they are struggling because it is very steep. So what
How did
is
this
elevation?
Come about? I'm curious. I don't mean I'm more curious, like, what? First of all, what's your relation to the people you're riding for? Like, was that random, or do you have someone in your life that you wanted to sort of champion?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So there's a lot here. So Sky's the Limit Fund is really focused on the mental health of our youth, and there is a huge issue, excuse me, with addiction, anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, and we're seeing teenagers from 12 to 18 really struggling with these issues, and you could come up with a list of reasons why, but they're real. And Sky's the Limit Fund has been there to sort of provide financial resources to help families get into wilderness treatment. A wilderness treatment is like an 8 to 12 week program where the kids are taken out with therapists and guides day and night to really work and address these issues. And it's expensive. It's $500 a day, and most people can't afford that.
Right.
And our own experiences, you know, our son was struggling with depression when he was 17 in high school, and we put him through wilderness, and it was transformative for him. And since then, my wife's become a therapist focused on this. And these people can't do anything right now to raise money. And so we thought, why don't we do it? So
right.
Amazing.
You combine your love of ultra cycling with fundraising. How can people donate money?
So if you go to skysthelimitfund.org, There's a link to our fundraising page, and from there you can raise money. So skysthelimitfund.org.
So you are doing this Saturday. It's Camino Alto Drive in Mill Valley.
Yep.
Is it? It's just you and this guy, Jan Bertraud?
Yeah. So, you know, Jan is my partner in crime. There aren't that many people that are as crazy as I am, so having a close friend that is kind of helps.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, you know, we're COVID buddies. You know, if one of us goes down, the other will go down. So we just ride together everywhere right now to stay fit. And it is my therapy during this crazy time. And so, yeah, we're going to go up and down this hill until we either go mad or finish.
Is this closed? Is just the two of you doing this, or are other people invited to get out there and do a lap or two with you?
Yeah, it's the reason we picked this hill is it's one of the most cycled routes pretty much in the area. If you come from San Francisco and you're going on a long bike ride, you're going up this hill. If you live in Mill Valley, you're going on a long bike ride, you're going up this hill. So we wanted it to be a trade route and a highly trafficked route. So we have lots of friends that are going to show up and just ride a lap or two with us to keep us company. There are other folks that are going to come out and do it. We've rented, Mike's Bikes has loaned us a couple of specialized e-bikes so that media or anyone else can sort of jump on the bike and ride a lap.
Oh, neat.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
The e-bikes are really fun.
Yeah, they're so much fun. And it's, we're going to be sitting there, breathing our lungs out while whoever's sitting on the e-bike is just smiling and waving. So,
well, this is really fun.
Yeah,
this
it should be fun.
Out.
Yeah, but that support is super important. I know that most people who race love the atmosphere and love people around and the cheering. So I'm sure anyone who goes out to support you would be welcome as far as the energy they can provide you to keep it up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd appreciate people, sticking to the social distancing guidelines as well. But, wear a mask if you can so we don't get sick and they don't get sick. But, yeah, we'd love the company. And we're going to have a little fundraising station at the top and the bottom. So when someone's ridden the top of the hill and's out of breath, we're going to, have them some water for them, and we're going to convince them to, part with $29, $290, $2,900, $29,000, whatever it takes.
Sure. Right. Well, and that's based on the height of Everest, which is what the equivalent is that you guys are going
to
do.
Yeah.
We're talking with Paul Webb. This event is happening this Saturday. It starts at 4 in the morning, and you guys think you'll finish before midnight.
That's the plan.
All right, perfect. Go to skysthelimitfund.org for more information. Thank you so much, Paul. Great talking to you.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. And speaking of social distancing, we're going to start with the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA. Look, everybody's got high hopes for sports. It's
not everybody. I think it's looking really grim, to tell you the truth, but okay.
Well, I know how much you'd like to be able
I'd
to watch
love
a game.
To, but I do think that it's almost at this point all the conversations have ended with, this is starting to just look foolish. Like, let's just give it up and meet back in 2021. But go on, you were going to say, what are they saying?
The NBA is talking about the rising coronavirus numbers in Florida because their plan was that they would quarantine at Disney World. That they'd have their own area and they'd play these games and they wouldn't be exposed to anything else. And now it's turning out that a lot of the support staff, hotel workers, right down to the people who clean the rooms, they're not going to be in the same kind of quarantine.
They're not going to have,
they're not going to be getting the same level of testing either that all the players are going to be subject to. They're saying they wouldn't receive it. Basically... The teams are supposed to come to Orlando by early July, and the league is hoping that this might still happen. So good luck to them. There's been a big COVID-19 outbreak at the Phillies facility in Florida. This is the Philadelphia Phillies. It looks like five players, eight people total in the Phillies organization. Five players have tested positive for coronavirus this week. And they tested everyone. And as those results roll in, Major League Baseball was already on thin ice.
Right. But. Well, I heard something and I won't even pretend to be up on all the latest stuff in sports because it's just daily They keep changing their theories or what they're going to do. I'd heard most of the teams were going to start doing their sort of training in their actual stadiums rather than be in places like Florida or, you know what I mean, the spring training where there's a possibility of more infection. So maybe the Phillies will go back to Philadelphia and train there. I heard the New York Yankees were going to be doing that, training right there in the, at their ballpark. We'll see. I don't know. It's not looking good for that either. They can't come to a dollar agreement. So
Right. The depth of this problem is enough that I personally would be like, oh, I don't. Let's see in 2021.
Right.
The Toronto Blue Jays have also shut down their facility near the Phillies in Florida. One of their pitchers just showed up with COVID-19 symptoms. Again, that guy hasn't been tested yet, but you know, it looks like there's an outbreak. Over to golf, Nick Watney is the first guy to be diagnosed with coronavirus. He just pulled out of a tournament. It actually seems like golf
quietly is back in business,
right?
So
it would be, other than the crowds that might surround at a big event. You know, it's not like you're right on top of anybody and it's not a contact sport. So,
right.
This guy, Nick Watney, though, he just pulled out. I think he was supposed to show up this past Friday for like a second round of some golf tournament.
I don't know if he was the guy, but there was another one of those moments where apparently someone had gotten a test but continued to golf. And I'm not sure if it's him. I can't say that. But then got the results, and he was positive and went, oh, I can't play anymore. But meanwhile,
he'd been playing. And,
dude, what are you doing? I don't know if he didn't have symptoms. I don't know why he would have tested if he didn't have symptoms. But either way, there's going to be some positive tests in golf as well, despite so far only the one guy.
Looks like the Bucks, at least two Tampa Bay Buccaneer players have now tested positive. There was a coach who tested positive, and then two other assistants were quarantined earlier last week.
I'm getting ready. I'm steeling myself for the announcement that football's not happening this year. I'm just getting ready for it. It
all
may.
Of it. Yeah,
I see how it can. It's the of all the sports, although basketball, they're sweating on each other. They're definitely in each other's faces. In this case, they've got, you know, for the playoffs, they've got this bubble idea, and they can just keep the teams limited that are invited. And I still don't think that's going to work, but for football, there's no way. The teams are too big, and there's too much. Forget about just the players. There's too much support staff for them to stay in a bubble for, what is the season, 6 months? They just can't do it.
Is it even that long? Right, yeah. There's just too many people. And then you got to, every person has people, you know, now I'm not going to see my family and my, and friends for however long. And it's just, and Florida, unfortunately, it's a big breakout there. They had 4,000 new cases on Friday, you know?
And look, one of the things that we talked about, I think last week, is we're talking about multimillionaires. These aren't the college kids that, you know, will do whatever it takes to get to the big leagues. These are people who've already made it. They're millionaires. They're not in need of the money, and they don't see any reason to be risking themselves like that.
Right.
And, you know, coming up in radio, would I have, you know, look at what Nicole's doing, where she's going into the building. They're protecting her for sure, but I would have done whatever I had to do.
Absolutely.
I would have gone and done live from the man on the street stuff and risked my own health any time. If I'd been told to, I would have said, yes, I'm on my way. So these are guys who just aren't, like the bubble thing in Orlando. They're like, why would I not want to be, like, I can't be around my family for at least 8 weeks? To me, that seems like, well, at a different time in your life, you would have done it.
You would have. And frankly, for some of the guys in the league, the ones who aren't making kajillions of dollars, I'm sure they're like, no, I'll totally do that. Even for, you know, half the money. It's the, you know, Tom Brady's there. He's training alongside these guys at the Bucks. I'm sure he's like, oh wow.
Tom Brady, as you mentioned him, he's got a different problem because you know how we talk about a lady has that what is that? The clock, the body, the, you know, tick tick mm-hmm. is the term.
Yes. Yeah. The,
well,
he's got
Tom
one
Brady's
of those too.
Only
yeah.
got a couple years left at best anyway. And so he doesn't want to throw away a season.
No, no, this is terrible timing for Tom.
Right.
Oh, that's an alliteration. It's, you know, but he wants to play, and that's, and he's got something to prove. So,
right.
AMC theaters on Friday reversed its optional mask policy. Everyone went, well, we're not going then if everyone doesn't have to wear a mask. And
right.
so they went, okay, everyone has to wear a mask. So that was easy. Right. Theaters are getting ready to reopen next month. The younger you are, the more likely you are to want to go. They found that Gen Z, which is people 25 and under, is the only group where a majority of people are up for it. 60% of people say, I want to go back as soon as possible to see in movies.
Right.
Or they said relatively quickly anyway. Millennials, that's Bryn's ages 26 to 44. About
44? How weird.
Yeah.
It's always is different.
It? Mm-hmm. Well, it changes every year, doesn't it? Doesn't the whole... The
yeah,
ages
but
of everyone
I thought
older?
I was at the top of that bracket.
Oh, maybe like you were. I don't know. I actually thought that the Gen Z seemed old... with people 25 and under.
It's always
25
changing.
Seemed old enough. Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't know. Anyway, in this particular survey, millennials are 26 to 44, and they are about half, like 49%, say, yeah, I can't wait to get back to going to movies. For our age, Vin, Gen Xers, about 42%.
I don't really go to movies anyway, but I can imagine whatever Gen Z is. Look, and I know that things are weird because kids use these phones now to communicate even when they're next to their friends. But I do believe there are plenty of young people who are, I don't want to say social addicts, but you need your friends. You are into the communication with your friends and hanging out.
Yeah.
And this is a really hard thing for young people right now, I have to believe. I can imagine being a 16-year-old. Right now, you'd be like, I got to get out of here.
Right.
I can't be in this house with my parents. I
These
have
are
to
the
leave.
People I least like
right.
in my entire
I
life.
I want to hang out with my friends. I want to talk to girls or boys or whatever your
right.
thing is. I need to be doing what 16-year-olds do. So movies is
so
just
let
part
me
of that.
Out of here.
Right.
Sure, exactly. I'm sure movies includes they're basically anything that's like outside of the room that they're holding mm-hmm. up in. Mike Tyson, there is going to be a biopic, and Jamie Foxx is going to play him.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true, apparently. Let me see the source on this. I want to view the original. Hold on. Yeah, it's TMZ. I believe him. Jamie Foxx, apparently he's got the voice down already, and now he's working out like a fiend. He's going to play both young Mike and older Mike. And he's been trying to get this thing to happen for years. I'm looking at a still of him. He looks amazing.
A still of Jamie Foxx.
Of Jamie Foxx in
okay.
his new Mike Tyson body.
He's always been pretty jacked, but
he'd have to get big to be Tyson, you know.
I'm surprised they're going to do this. I'm not surprised they're going to do it. I just don't think they're going to do it for real. Will it be a fluff piece or will it be a piece about his drug problems, his upbringing, which wasn't great?
Right.
You know, I mean, for a minute there, he was the biggest force in sports, no doubt. And that should be part of the movie, too. But I also think he went to jail.
Yeah, no, he had some. Right. He was a rapist.
So if that's not in the movie, is that a movie that people want to see? I don't know.
I'm not seeing anything about like what they're basing it on or if it's just going to be literally that play by play of Mike Tyson's life. But he's talking about his workout here. And there, you know, it sounds difficult, as you might imagine. Lots of things that will make you sweat. But Jamie Foxx says, I ain't got no legs. I ain't got no calf muscles. We're going to have to get prosthetics for that. He says he'll be 216 pounds when shooting begins. He starts as young Mike. And then when he plays old Mike, he says he's going to get up to 250 pounds for on screen.
Oh.
Although you think with prosthetics, maybe they're going to be doing it with that, you know? Like, I don't know how he could What if they had to go back and reshoot something and you need to drop 45 pounds by tomorrow?
I don't know about that, but it's funny that he can't get his legs to come along to the party. That's a big problem for a lot of people. You can lift and your upper body responds and your lower body just...
Nah.
And then another person you see who never exercises at all, they've got these legs, you know,
shapely.
That are, yeah, and you go, wow, how'd that happen? But that's, you know, genetics. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how it happens.
Yes, it is. Genetics are, they kind of decide everything, don't they? Mm-hmm. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Peanut butter and jelly and cologne after these.
Oh. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.